Ellen, is this cool that we're being recorded?
Yeah, I don't care.
You couldn't care less. Okay, hold on. Let me press one.
Press one now.
Voila. So, how the hell are you?
Cool. How'd you get that?
They had this thing. So, what the Linguistics Institute at Penn is paying people who are native speakers of American English to make a phone call, and they're recording it. I guess, I don't know, maybe they're checking dialects or something. I don't really know what they're doing.
Wow.
Trey Bizarre.
Yeah, really. So meanwhile, like MCI or whoever's like making out like a bandit.
No doubt. No doubt. It's this whole complicated thing. But anyway.
Lucky you caught me home, because usually I've been at school late, but.
Oh, good. Well, I don't know. I had like one of those telepathic feelings that tonight was the night to give you a call.
Because I've been, I guess, I don't know when the last time I contacted you, but I'm working part-time and I'm going to school part-time. So.
Right.
So, like, basically, I go to work 2 10-hour days, which are really long days because it takes me 45 minutes each way to get there. And then
right.
the other days, I go to school.
Uh-huh.
So I've been at school late, but Sleeping Beauty was on PBS tonight.
Oh, I love that.
The ballet?
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
So I thought I would...
Zoom home and watch.
Yeah, and I've been coming home late a lot, and, you know...
So,
poor
like,
little puppy Doug's been all herself, and Lenny has to do all the everything. So meanwhile, I'm not even helping. I'm playing with the dog and watching Sleeping Beauty.
So how the hell are you?
I'm busy. I mean, I've been working a lot and going to school. I started taking flying lessons.
Cool. Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm flying this little itty-bitty plane that you can touch both doors sitting in the pilot seat, you know.
Whatever works, sweetie, as long as it's not a toy plane and it really, like, comes up and goes down again.
Well, I thought it would be, I'm riding an aircraft simulation at my job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
You thought it would be good for you to get the feel of it?
Yeah, because some of the equipment issues, like they talk about certain things.
Uh-huh.
And I really didn't have a sense of why certain of those things were pertinent, you know. Like,
uh-huh.
I mean, they talk about this tube or that meter or that gauge or that issue or, you
right.
know, the temperature was like this and so this had to happen. And a lot of it I really didn't understand. Well, you know, you fly a few times and it, you know, kind of helps. It's sort of like if you're trying to design cars and you've never driven or something.
Exactly, exactly. Well, that makes perfect sense.
So they're paying for part of it.
Oh, that's cool. Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. And you'll get a pilot's license out of it,
right.
which is not a bad thing on your resume or to have.
Yeah.
You never know when it'll come in handy.
You never know.
You never know.
We were watching Seinfeld last night when you said that. That made me think of that. And it was the one where Elaine is doing the IQ test for George.
Oh, I didn't see it. I don't watch Seinfeld that much. I mean, I like it. I just don't, like, go out of my way to say it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, George, you know who he which
yeah.
character that is dating this woman, and it ends up that she wants him to take an IQ test. So he says, okay. So he goes in this room, and he has Elaine come, and he, like, opens the window and flips her the test. Of course, it all screws up. And
naturally.
Yeah, you know, because everything always does.
And he ends up looking like a moron. And
so she took it, and somehow she must have, like, skipped the space. But she got, like, an 85 on it.
Oh, great.
And so then she had to do it again. But anyway,
that's very funny.
Like, the whole time he's like, so professor, after she gets the 85, he's just like giving it to her. Anyway, it was funny.
That is funny. So are you coming home for Christmas at any point?
Not for Christmas.
New Year's?
No, I haven't really gone home in a while. I was supposed to, when was I supposed to? Oh, I went home at Labor Day. That was the last time I went home.
Uh-huh.
For Thanksgiving, we had a wedding, so I didn't go home for that.
Oh, that's nice. Who got married?
A friend of mine from school with another friend of mine from school. And
oh,
I
that's so nice.
Both. Yeah, and I knew them both independently before they met. So
oh, that's kind of cool. So
yeah.
you saw the whole thing take fruit.
And what was really cool is the bride I was really friendly with. You know how sometimes, like, you spend more time with different people over the course of a year,
mm-hmm.
and we just happened to be hanging out a lot when they met, so that was really fun. So I got to hear the whole dating thing. And
that's very cute.
Yeah, and
they're very cute.
She's Quaker, so they had a Quaker wedding.
Oh, that's really interesting. I've heard those are cool ceremonies. Everybody's a witness?
Right.
All the guests present are witnesses.
Right. You all sign the marriage certificate.
That's really neat.
And she's into calligraphy, so she made the marriage certificate.
Oh, was it beautiful?
Really awesome. Yeah.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
And what else was cool? Oh, well, it's weird. Like, you sit in a circle, and everyone's really quiet until someone feels inspired or something to say something. So you just kind of sit there, and it's really quiet. And then somebody might get up and say something.
Interesting.
So I don't know. To me, it seems almost like a, not it, like an AA meeting, but you know what I mean?
Hello.
Hello, my name is...
I'm Ellen, and I'm a wedding guest.
Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Ellen.
But it felt like that a little
That's
bit.
That's very
Glenn
funny.
Glenn and I are looking at each other, going, don't laugh.
This is weird, don't laugh, right? Get the giggles at a funeral, you know? It's like always the same. Did you ever see that great Mary Tyler Moore episode where she starts howling with laughter at Chuckles the Clown's funeral?
No.
That's a great one. She just, it's supposed to be really somber, and she just cannot stop laughing. It's really funny.
That happens a lot. I mean, not at funerals.
Inappropriate moments.
Yeah.
Always inappropriate moments.
I find sometimes late at night I get the giggles.
Yes, I do too. I get punchy.
For no reason at all. What's so funny? Nothing. You know, you're laughing so hard. What's so funny? Nothing.
Nothing.
So how you been? Are you working or not?
I'm between gigs, but I got a message on my answering machine yesterday, and I'm going to negotiate a new job tomorrow. I think they've called to hire me.
Oh, good.
So I'm very excited.
From one of your temp things? Or?
No, this is like a restaurant job for a brand new place that's opening up. So I will be there from the get-go, which would be nice.
Yeah, that is good.
You know, kind of put my stamp on it, which would be very nice.
Oh, speaking of new things, my sister and Eric, well, but little history first. They, Nancy got laid off of her job, and he got laid off of his job.
Oh, so, my.
Well, what happened was she ended up getting another job, and it went out of business. So she started looking for what to do, and she was doing placement for home health care services. And she found this company that was called Nurse Finders, and they have
I've
franchises.
I've heard of them, I think.
So she's going to buy a franchise, or well, they're in the process of negotiating. I'm not sure it's 100%, but she's in the process of negotiating to buy a Nurse Finders franchise in Harrisburg.
Great.
So I'm thinking it's like 99% kind of a thing because they've already looked for an apartment. And
so they're going to move to Harrisburg?
Yeah.
Cool. That's great.
And their son is going to be 3 next month.
Oh, my
so
God.
Being out of work with both of them was, you know, for both of them to be out of work for, I guess it's been several months now.
Yeah.
It's been really stressful.
I'm sure, especially with a little one.
But
you know,
he's got the management experience because he's been in restaurant management for a long time.
Yes, he has.
He has the domain expertise or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
The actual business.
So they're going to work together.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And that way, the people who are selling it, I guess, are retiring.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they'll help them out a little bit.
Cool. That's really great.
And of course, my folks are psyched because Harrisburg's a lot closer to Cherry.
Yeah, 2 hours.
And I forget where, I guess it's about 5 hours now. So that's like the big news in the family.
Great.
Is that they're buying that. And of course, Lynn was psyched because she lived in Harrisburg and she's got friends that still are in that area. So
that's great. So you'll have an excuse to come up and visit.
A double excuse.
Great.
And what else is going on? Gran's living with Mom and Dad right now because she's sort of getting lifty.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
You know, like she'll forget to eat all day or she'll...
Right, right. Well, my mom does shit like that, too, so...
You know, or she'll take it twice.
Right, right.
And she does some really wifty stuff. Like, she doesn't... She'll wear the same clothes...
Uh-huh.
...day after day, unless... Someone's like, well, Gran, you know, you gotta wash that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's if you talk to her, she's fine. She seems fine.
Right.
If you make her something to eat, she'll eat it.
Right.
If you get her something new to wear, she'll wear it. But if left to her own devices...
She won't take care of herself.
Yeah, it's like, it's a problem because she doesn't think she needs to be helped.
Right, of course not.
So because of that, you have to sort of cajole her into taking help. So in other words, you don't say, Grandma, you haven't eaten anything, eat. You just make her something to eat and give it to her, and she eats
And she says, okay, thank you, and that's that.
Yeah, or you shouldn't have, but you already did, so
right.
Because
right.
She doesn't want to waste it, you know?
Right, of course.
So it's, so my dad's been doing that because mom's still working. And so he's been trying to figure out how to get her to, well, you know, just, it's kind of embarrassing for him to say, you know, well, you know, you should wear something different today. So
right.
He'll, you know, just kind of suggest maybe you ought to wear this other thing just because it'll look better.
Why doesn't he just, like, hijack her clothes and stick them in the laundry?
Well, you got to get it from her. I mean, she's wearing it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
He's not going to go into her room while she's sleeping and, like, steal her clothes. Although, it might get to that point.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
So it's a little, I was going to say it's a little depressing, but it's actually more than a little depressing. I mean, you just watch someone be old.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I'm doing it with my mom, you know. I mean, not that she's in that, you know, she just has other chronic health problems. So it's kind of rough.
How's she feeling?
She's okay. I mean, she's gone back to hemodialysis from the home dialysis she was doing because that didn't really seem to be working for her. So, you know, she's back to going to the hospital 3 days a week. But she seems to be responding better to it now than she used to. Like, when
I don't
know
why that is.
I don't know. Maybe it's her attitude. I mean, it could be 99% attitude, to be honest with you. I think, you know, I mean, she's never going to like it. And who could blame her? It's painful. It's draining literally and physically, you know. And it's not fun. I mean, they stick these things in your arm. They're basically the thickness of knitting needles, you know. It's painful.
Really?
They stick these big, nasty needles in your arm and, like, you know, flush out your blood for 4 hours while you lie in a chair, or 3 hours in her case. But
can she read or does anything?
She watches TV. I mean, you know, they have TVs there and stuff. But, you know, I mean, it's tiring. It's very tiring, and, you know, when your blood is being cleaned, they take all the, like, excess water weight out of it, like the same thing you would be doing if your kidneys functioned. So, you know, they take, like, 4 pounds off of her every other day of just excess fluids that come out in the wash, so to speak.
Does she drink a lot?
No, she's not supposed to drink that much at all. As a matter of fact, she's not supposed to take on the extra fluid. So, you know, she has to sort of ration herself.
So her diet's very restricted?
No, not terribly. I mean, she can eat pretty much anything she wants, but, you know, her appetite's not great.
Mm.
She's eating better now than she was before. For a few months there, she wasn't eating anything at all. She was a mess. So now, you know, at least her appetite's back, and she's got the energy to, you know, cook for herself and stuff. But, you know, she's tired. She's tired. She can't go to the grocery store because she can't carry the bags. They're too heavy.
Aww.
You know, that kind of stuff. Like, she can do it, but it's the getting them from the car to the house thing. You know, that's, so, you know, it's little stuff like that.
Right, and she could have somebody on one end help her, but then what's she going to do on the other
Exactly. So, you know, it's little things like that. She gets, you know, she tires easily, and when she gets home from her treatment, she's, you know, drained, like I said, literally, and she's, you know, she's a little tired. But by the next day, she gets a good night's sleep, and she's, you know, feeling better than she used to in between. So, like I said, I think it might just be her attitude. I don't know. Or maybe just her body's responding better to it, or a combination of both. That, you know, she seems to have more energy. She seems to sound less tired when she gets home from it. And she seems to have more energy the next day. So that's good, at least. You know, she's out and about. And, you know, on the days when she doesn't have to go, she can do whatever she wants.
Does she have friends in Philly now?
Not really. I mean, she never has, you know, and it's unfortunate, but she's just not the sort of person to go out and make friends. It's not that she's an unfriendly person.
No,
but it's just not, you know, she's just not gregarious that way.
Right.
You know?
Now it's even harder because she's not probably out as much.
Exactly. So, you know, it's kind of difficult. And she's, well, actually, there's big news in my life.
What's that?
We met someone.
Really?
Man of our dreams has appeared.
Oh, really?
Really, really.
Tell me.
Let's see. He's 26, so he's younger. But there ain't nothing wrong with that, honey. We like younger men. And he's from Vienna. He's a law student at Penn. He's getting his LLM, getting his master's in law at Penn. And I met him at Chaucer's, of all places. He lives, you know, right across the street from Chaucer's, so he lives like four blocks away from me. And I spend 90% of my time at his house anyhow. And
name.
He treats me like the princess that I am.
What's his name?
Marcus.
Marcus. That's a nice name.
He's wonderful, Ellen. He is absolutely a prince. You have no idea. American men just don't get it. I'm telling you. They really don't.
How long have you known him?
About 3 months.
Good for you.
Yep. I mean, we are deliriously, madly, passionately head over heels in love. It's insane.
Really? That's so great.
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. He's so good to me. He's such a sweetheart.
What year of his degree program is he in?
It's a one-year thing. It's a one-year LLM. So he's, like, in finals right now. He's studying as we speak back at his house.
Wow.
And then he's going home to Vienna for Christmas for 2 weeks, and they'll be back in January. And then he's got an internship hooked up. I mean, he's studying over the summer. He'll be here studying for the New York bar exam. He takes the bar exam, and then he's moving to New York for a year for an internship unless he gets another offer, which we're hoping that he does, gets a more permanent job offer so that he can stay here with me.
Would you move to New York, or would you date him? I know this is, like, long-term.
I would date him until he had a more permanent job situation, and as soon as that was established, then we would discuss that.
Right. I mean, I know that's really...
Well, it is, but it's not.
Thinking, but on the other hand,
no, no, no.
You gotta have it in the back of your mind.
It's not in the back of my mind. It's been discussed. It's been discussed, like, flat out. I mean, you know, we went out to dinner the night before Thanksgiving. He and I went out for dinner together, just the two of us. And we went to Cobblefish up in Manayunk. You know, they have, like, BYOB. So we took a bottle of wine, and we just had, like, a really nice night. And, you know, we just talked about stuff, like, real... You know, I mean, he was, like, laying his cards on the table. It's like, well, you know, I'd really like to stay here with you. I don't want to leave you and blah, blah. And, you know, but I need to get a permanent job. And the thing that really sucks is that the Pennsylvania Bar Committee is really restrictive, and you're not eligible to take the bar exam in the state of Pennsylvania unless you either have a degree from an American law school, like a JD, or have practiced law continuously for 5 years in another state. So that really screws him. He can't take the bar here. He cannot get a job in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Or New Jersey for the same reasons. Because they have, like, really restrictive, you know, rules about who's eligible to take the bar exam. So he can take the bar in Washington, D.C., or he can take it in New York. So, I mean, he was already planning to take it in New York, but if he gets a permanent job offer, you know, somewhere else. So
he would have to work for 5 years before he could come to Pennsylvania?
Exactly.
Well, by that point, you have your career established somewhere else. That's
exactly.
Weird.
Exactly. It's stupid. It's really stupid. So, I don't know. But, you know, we were just talking about stuff, and he's like, well, you know, when I move to New York, I really want you to come with me. And I just said to him, look, you know, until I know that you're not going to have your job end and not have another one and be forced to go home, you know, because, I mean, you know, he's not some, you know, dilettante that his parents are going to support him to just live here and do nothing,
right.
You know, until I know for a fact that you really are staying here because your career is established here and you're really staying here and you're serious about staying here, you know, because of work and because of me or whatever, I'm not going to move. You know, I said, you're asking a lot of me to ask me to leave my friends, to leave my family, to leave my career, you know, just to pick up and move. I said, you know, not that I'm averse to the idea of being with you, but you're asking a lot. And I said, and, you know, and I figured, well, you know, this is the time to say it flat out. He laid his cards on the table. I might as well lay out mine. And I just said, look, you know, if I'm going to move somewhere to be with you, I'm going to have to know that you're seriously committed to our relationship. I'm not just going to move around to follow my boyfriend. I'm a little old for that.
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, he didn't even flinch. He didn't even flinch. I was, like, astonished.
Well, he must understand that you need some level of stability in your life.
Well, it's not that. I mean, it was like I pretty much said to him without using the M word, unless we get married, I'm not moving.
Right.
You know, and like I said, he didn't even flinch. Pretty astonishing.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Has he had other serious relationships in his life, too?
Sure. I mean, he was engaged to be married at one point, but they broke up. But, you know, he had a very serious girlfriend for 3 years, up until about a year ago. So, I mean, yes, he's younger, but he's extremely mature.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so maybe he's not going to put pressure on you so that you're comfortable, and he's comfortable, and that's smart.
Well, I mean, he's very comfortable, you know? I mean, he says to me every single day, you know, I don't ever want to leave you. I mean, he's, like, so fucking romantic. It's nauseating.
Aww.
He's so sweet, Ellen. He really is. Every single day, he says something wonderful to me, you know? And he's always tells me he loves me on the phone every day, and he's just such a sweetheart.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, he's wonderful, Ellen. And you'll love him. He's great. He's got a really good sense of humor, and he's just, he's fun, and he's incredibly smart. You know, he's very, very smart.
So what do you guys do for fun? Are you too busy because he's in school?
No, no. You know, we both like to eat and drink. So, you know, we cook for each other. He loves to cook, too, which is nice. So we cook dinner for each other. We go out to dinner. We go, you know, have a few drinks or whatever. You know, I mean, same kind of stuff. We like to do the same kinds of things.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Does he like animals?
He's not thrilled about them, but we've gotten to the point where he's agreed that I can keep 3 of 5 cats. So I've made progress. We went from 0 to 3, so I'm making progress.
Right, so you'll get him to the rest of them.
Maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I should probably get rid of 2 of them anyways, because there's really, my house is like Das Cat House.
Right.
It's out of control.
Yeah, well, you like pets.
I do. I can't help it. You know, they brought a lot to my life. When there was no one, there was always the kitty who loved me, you know. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Well, at least he's not allergic to him.
No, good point. That would have been a real crisis.
So have you been in touch with anybody else that I know lately?
Yeah, let me see. I see Barb all the time.
Around?
Huh?
Is Tim still around?
Tim's around somewhere. He's always hard to get hold of,
yeah.
But Tim's around. I will certainly send him your regards.
Barb and Mark got... are separated or divorced? Or
getting divorced final in February.
Wow.
It's a bummer, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah, well, at least they didn't have kids. That's a help.
Yeah, it is a help. And, like, no property to divide. I mean, this is, like, the world's easiest divorce. You know, it's not like they have to split up the shore house and the mountain house and, you know, the cars and the stock options and stuff.
Although it wouldn't be a terrible I mean, if that was their biggest problem.
Well, right, but I mean, there's no pets to fight over, there's no children to fight over. I mean, it is pretty low key as these things go, so that's good.
So how is Barb feeling about everything? Is she fine?
She's okay, I think. I mean, I think, you know, I think, I mean, look, there's no sense in not being honest with you. You know her as well as I do.
Well,
you know,
she can be very caustic.
Yes.
Not happy.
Right. And I think that when this divorce is finally final, she's going to really be at a loss for something to complain about. There's, like, really no other way to put that.
I know exactly what you mean.
Right. I think that she'll have nothing to focus her negative energy on. You know, so she's really going to be at a loss for something to bitch about.
I'm glad you speak so honestly, because I was trying to think of a positive way to say that.
There is no other way to say that without having it lose the flavor of what I'm talking about. That's the point. You know, I mean, I love the girl like a sister, but she's, you know, some people are happier when they're miserable, you know what I mean? And she's always been somewhat like that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, hold on a second, Lindsay asked me who it is. It's Katie.
Hi,
Lynn. I'll explain to you later. She doesn't have any idea what's going on, so it's okay.
But anyhow, so yeah, so, like, that's the story. So Barb's okay. let me think. Who else is around? Megan and Steve are fine. Kids are fine. You know, that's about it. Dying for you to come up and visit so I can introduce you to the sweetie.
Well, I'll definitely be up before too soon. It's just a question of when because I just don't have... Well, the problem is I'm working 2 days a week, and those 2 days are really long, and so the other rest of the week I'm trying to do my schoolwork.
Right.
I'm working on this really cool project at school. There's a... Basically, GTRI is Georgia Tech Research Institute, and they have some funding from the FAA and some other groups to do this Olympic helicopter deal. Basically, what they're going to do is once there's gridlock during the Olympics, everybody's screwed. So what they're going to do is they're going to move cargo using helicopters for, I mean, it's for money, but it'll be for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to move newspapers. It'll be for Nations Bank to move bankroll and paychecks. And
right, right, right.
And for FedEx and DHL and
right, all
of the airborne, all those. So I'm building a simulation so they can figure out how they're going to do some of their, how they're going to deal with some of the potential problems so we can simulate it on the
great
computer. And then what my advisor's interested is architectures for doing simulations of complex problems.
Right.
And I'm interested in the problem. I mean, it's a rather interesting problem.
Uh-huh.
So I just started working on that last month, and hopefully there'll be a dissertation topic in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
I can finally graduate.
Great!
So, yes,
cool.
I've been busy with that. But in the meantime, I really haven't been going away that much because I've been just trying to do a lot of work. And I have this fellowship that started in September that's looking at basically the issue of that particular research is to look at architectures for simulation. And so I've been really busting to try to get that work going.
Good.
But having a particular problem to model and having people interested in the problem and who have expertise in the area and whatnot that I can call upon, and knowing that over the Olympics I'm going to have data up the wazoo to analyze,
right.
So there should be no problem in getting everything organized and being able to pick a particular modeling methodology and use it and
good
and finally graduate. But it probably means that up until the Olympics, my time, I mean, I'll come up before them, but I mean up until the Olympics, just getting this simulation going, I'm
right.
really busy. And then
right. Well, you think you'll be up like maybe February or something, February or March?
Yeah, I'll probably be up. Well, I want to talk to Lynn and see what she wants to do, but I'll probably just come up for the weekend at some point.
Good.
Because I really just want to, I haven't seen my folks, I haven't seen my sister.
Right.
I haven't seen Graham.
Good.
So I just really haven't seen anybody in a long time. Although my dad has email.
Right.
Email a lot.
That's
email's
nice.
A great thing. And, yeah, I call him on the phone. It's not the same thing. And I want to see Jeremy.
Right, of course.
He's,
cute as shit.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's 3 already, so he's like a little person.
He's like a little man.
Right. He has a personality.
Yes. A wonderful thing, a personality.
Yeah, Lynn and I last night went and bought him his Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever present. And that was rather fun because we, I don't know if we got him something that we think he'll like or that we like.
Toy stores are dangerous, I understand.
It's like, well, we knew he liked trucks, and so we found this little train set, and it's basically wooden, and it's got a million little pieces, and you can build a little city and have the train go around, and
cool.
It's not electric or anything.
Right, right.
Push it, but... I mean, for 3 years old, you really don't want something too extravagant.
And you don't want too many little parts you can swallow.
Right. Well, it has a million little parts, and I thought, well, Eric will really like this, and Nancy will probably...
Want to kill you.
All these parts. I said, but, you know, we could always tell her we were going to get him a drum set.
Great. Then they'll be really happy and
that's
grateful.
Right. That's right. We were going to get him a piano kazoo drum set combination with... Really, you know.
Yes. With a volume control that goes up to 11.
Yeah, 100,000 watt, you know, volume control.
Just play the spectrum. I love it.
With Play-Doh.
Right. Lovely.
So instead, we got him this.
That's great.
So they should be happy. But in the meantime, we're in the store. We're looking at all this stuff. I'm like, wow, this is really cool, and this is really cool, and this is really
great.
Cool.
Hey, listen, babe, while I have you, let me confirm your address.
Okay.
1169.